Today on Analog Out, we've got a Mario Maker 2 Nintendo Direct. We've got some Pokemon news coming up. We've got Mine and Bowman's John Wick 3 review and impressions. And we've got some news on a game prototype auction that happened. Check it out. Hey, everybody, and welcome back for a long-awaited episode of the Analog Out podcast. My name's Pat, and I'm here with my co-host, Bowman.
Hello, everybody. Happy Memorial Day and all that.
Happy Memorial Day. Holy shit. Let's take a moment to remember the memorials. It's one of my favorite holidays. I like to grill. I like to get that sausage going. We're getting a little BBQ on later today.
Yeah, man.
Got some friends coming over. Going to chop up some onions, some peppers, going to put it in a pan, going to cook it down and grill some sausages. Going to eat those Fritos with a dip. You know they make Frito dip now?
Yeah, you know. I've had that for a while.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm a confused old man. we took a little bit of a break because I was on vacation.
Yeah, man.
So it was a secret vacation, so I couldn't say anything last episode. It was good. It was good. I won few thousand dollars gambling, so that's nice, and that's pretty much all I did.
Cool.
I just sat in the casino, and we had a few people in the group that didn't gamble, and then there was me and our buddy Rich Mike, and he gambles not as much as I do, but he was in there quite a bit, and it was also like the easiest accessible smoking section on the boat, so we had a few people that didn't gamble, and they basically just lingered around the casino the entire time. And, you know, they were welcome to go do whatever, but, you know, I guess.
I'm a casino lingerer myself.
Yeah?
I'll linger for a little bit. I'll, like.
No, I'm talking, like, out of the 4 days we were on the boat.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
When I go to casino, I don't like gambling, but I like watching gambling. So I'll do like a little bit of gambling and linger for a little bit, but I get bored very fast.
I was going to say, how entertaining could that possibly
no,
be?
No, it's not entertaining for very long.
I imagine you, I mean, even Rich Mike, who likes gambling, would walk away after like 3 minutes of watching me play blackjack.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it was a lot of fun for me because I like to drink and I like to gamble. So that's what we did, or at least that's what I did. And we went on a private island. That was nice. I drank some there. And I did not get off the boat in Nassau because that port sucks. And I've been there a million times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good time. All right. While we were away, there was a Nintendo Direct.
There was.
It was a Mario Maker 2 Direct. I love it when they do this stuff because I talked with you about this before, but we already knew that Mario Maker 2 was coming. We knew a decent amount about it. And E3 is not for that. And nobody likes it when they do that. Nobody liked it, really, when they did that full Smash Brothers 45-minute direct as their E3 conference. So, wait.
No, they didn't do that.
Which one did they do that for? Oh, Zelda.
Yes, that's right.
That's all they did.
Right. Yes.
So, and nobody liked it. It was just like, okay, I guess, I mean, Zelda's coming.
We know
it
the
looks
game's
good,
coming.
But yeah. So, I love it when they do this stuff because it's, and this will actually lead into my next topic. It's not a lot, but they just announced today that Pokemon Direct is coming next week. So, same exact situation. It's like 15 minutes of nothing but Pokemon. So, I love it when they do this stuff because E3 is for the surprises, it's for the big boys, it's for the big announcements, and it's for maybe, you know, there'll be some big announcements, small announcements, and then maybe like a few minutes of announced games that where they'll show the gameplay for the first time or whatever. It's not for games that we already know about that are coming and we've seen the gameplay and we know what the game is about. That's pointless. That's not why people tune in to E3. So I, for one, love it when they do this thing because they're basically telling everyone, all right, you already know this game's coming. We're going to get it out of the way now so we don't have to talk about it at E3.
Well, it just gives the fans a chance to really like dive into the game more.
While simultaneously leaving them a lot more room to announce new stuff
exactly.
Instead.
Yeah.
Which they really need to do, because the lineup for this year is looking really slim.
Well, I mean, we do have Luigi's Mansion, Animal Crossing.
Luigi's Mansion. None of those games have a date, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, the release schedule. None of those dates. None of those games even have a queue. One, two, three, four. So, Luigi's Mansion, is that even confirmed for 2019? They didn't have a date on that.
I thought it had a year, but I guess I could be mistaken.
Just Animal Crossing, I think, had the year.
Hmm.
I mean, you could probably assume maybe it would come. Maybe Halloween. Spooky. So, yeah. Why don't you tell us about the Mario Maker Direct? You loved it.
Yeah.
Or at least you loved the game anyway.
I mean, I'm really excited about the game. So, I mean, it's... Yeah. It's Mario Maker with a whole lot more added into it. And
this game looks nuts.
It does. There's a whole, like...
It's like four times
as much.
A slew
of stuff to do. And they even really... They kind of added, like, a full game within the game. Like, a whole story mode aspect to it, mm-hmm. which was not present in the original one.
Didn't give you the option to make your own story mode.
Yep. Game's broken.
I mean, it was a stinger for me. Is it that hard to be able to create at least like a playlist? A playlist. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not even asking for an overworld. Literally just someone who, if you find them on the sharing page and you're like, hey, I like this guy's stuff. Let's see what else he's got. And then he's got like Pat's Mario game, and it's, you know, 24 levels all in like ramping up difficulty each level, and they're themed or whatever, you got, you know, stuff like that. That's all I want. I'm not asking for the ability to make like a giant overworld or anything, but you know, anyway, continue.
Sorry, Pat. Yeah. Where to even begin with this game? Yeah. It's just, if you're familiar with the first one, they just added a whole lot more level building features and all that. You can do co-op building now. So, I mean, I can be over at a friend's place. We can build a stage together. Obviously, it's taking advantage of the touchscreen. We all knew that. And there's going to be bunch of multiplayer types of modes where you can play together as well, LAN or online.
Kind of gray, though. They didn't really give a lot of details for that.
No, not entirely.
They also didn't explain whether or not you need a Nintendo Online Pass to like share and download levels.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah, they mentioned that.
You don't?
They said, "What? No, you do. You do need it
to just download levels.
Just download levels.
Are you listening to me?
I thought you said like up. You said share and download levels.
Yeah, to like download or upload levels.
To upload levels
on the database.
Oh well, I mean, I'm at least levels. You need to have an account.
But to download them,
I guess they didn't specifically say that, so I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's
not sure. I if anything, I assume it probably does require online all the way, because they even have a package that like includes the online and stuff. Like, so I think they're trying to make it pretty clear that you need online for this game.
Okay. So they should probably just only sell it. They should at least sell it at the $60 mark with a trial, because the game's literally worthless then if you don't have the online. I mean, the big draw for these types of games is the online sharing.
Yeah. So,
I have a little nephew who he's like, not nephew, he's my cousin, but they call me uncle because I'm like 26 years old. He's like 5 years old, 6 years old, and he got a Switch for Christmas and plays Mario Odyssey or whatever, and he is obsessed with this game. He wants this game so badly. And I think it's probably ideal for like little kids too, because you get to see that childlike imagination. I'd be curious to play some of his levels. But anyway, they added so much shit. There was a lot of people, including maybe myself a bit, who was like, how much more could they really do from Mario Maker? And it was, you know, they got different themes, and you do night, desert, underground, which, yeah, I guess I didn't even think about it before. It's weird that they didn't have that stuff before. But yeah, night, underground, desert, water level.
Snow, ice levels,
yeah. And then there's day and night that change the levels. If it's nighttime and it's a snow level, it's extra slippery. Yeah, super cool stuff. They had, you know, you could do the, like, trace the trail of, like, the worm or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, well, they also added the, like, I think you can control what the camera scrolls as well.
Yeah.
For those certain levels. So you can do scrolling levels. Cool.
Yeah, that's nuts. They just went nuts with it.
Went bonkers with it, so.
Now Mario has a race car. There's that.
Yep.
They even added some exclusive stuff, too. Nothing that is sticking out to me off the top of my head, but there are some things that are not in other Mario games.
Yeah, they'll do that. They'll do like a twist on things. Like, example, they did the evil sun, and they made on the flip side
the moon,
who's nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Definitely looking forward to it. I'll be picking it up for sure. It's a close to day one buy for me. I'm not sure day one, but I'm definitely going to have it digitally in my system. So
it's not going to probably be a day one for me, but I could see myself like buying it eventually.
Yeah, well, get that Best Buy discount.
Sure. What's that? You mean the Gamer Club
thing? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't even think it's a $48 buy for me.
Yeah.
I think I will get it eventually, but it's just I don't see myself spending a lot of time making levels because it seems this is my problem is, you know how I am, like when I get into something I like get really into it, and also when I do things I don't like to just like half-ass them, so I know that if I get that game and I start making levels, it's going to take me like hours to make a single level.
Yes.
I'm not just going to be like, okay, let me do a straight line here. And,
no, you'll sit there forever.
Yeah, I'll tweak it until it's like perfect. And I'm like, do I really have, you know, the time, the will to spend like 5 hours on a Mario level?
Yes.
Just to get some like thumbs up online and be like, cool, some people liked it.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
I don't know.
So, yeah. But it seems amazing, like, for what it is. I'm really disappointed that they didn't do Mario 2, the real Mario 2.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
But there is another slot that has not been announced.
Mario Maker 1 had a lot of DLC. That they kept adding more stuff to it as it went on. So.
But they purposefully left, like, an open slot on the Direct.
Yeah.
So. Also, when they started teasing or talking about Mario 3D World.
Yeah,
I just about freaked out. I was like, "Are they gonna do like a 3D portion of this?" But then no, it's just like the art style.
Yeah,
which confused me because the art style is not really any different from New Super Mario Brothers. So, didn't quite understand that. But I guess the way it works is that certain styles have unique features.
Yes,
which when the first Mario Maker, I didn't know this until kind of recently, the first Mario Maker, when it came out, I thought part of the draw was you could add features from other games into different art styles. I'm kind of disappointed that they, like, you can't do like a, I don't know, like a Dry Bones in Mario 1 style, because there is some of that, isn't there, where there's,
yeah, they,
like,
are, they'll have enemies that are not present in these games that they'll throw in there,
sure, yeah. but it's not to the extent I thought where you could do, like...
It's quite a lot. There's a lot of stuff you can do, but I mean, like, yeah, you are right, though. Some styles have a very particular way of doing things, and I think, like, that's kind of their way of being, like... So all these styles kind of have their own kind of feeling,
right,
though.
Well, because you can't do, like, the worm thing where you, like, trace it. You can't do that in, like, Mario 1.
Right.
So, and that's what I originally thought when the game first came out years ago. But overall, seems pretty cool. And then... You know, I was hoping our buddy Lars would be here to talk about this, because I don't really care about Pokemon, but they announced that there's a Pokemon Direct coming.
Woo!
June 6th, I believe. And that's that.
Yeah, that sucks. Neither you and I care about Pokemon at all.
No, not in the slightest.
I haven't even seen the Detective Pikachu movie.
What do you mean by that? Like,
well, as in, like, it's like everyone's watching that movie right now.
I heard that it was like... trash, but like
in a good way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'm not against it, it's just I have no interest.
Yeah, same. I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah.
So
so we just transition to our John Wick review now, or
you could talk a bit about that game.
Oh, sure.
The game prototype.
Yeah, so game preservation news for everyone out there who care about this stuff. So recently there was an auction online in a Japanese, I think was that a Yahoo account, it looks like? It's like some kind of Japanese auction
probably
service.
Yahoo, yeah. Auctions. That's the big one there.
So this group of people, I want to get them right. Forest of Illusion is his Twitter, and he posted all about how they were raising money to buy this prototype. It's a prototype RPG game, never seen before, never, no one knows what it really is. And yeah, it's Indy the Magical Kid, and it's like a prototype RPG game. And what happens when these prototypes come out, sometimes a lot of these preservation groups will come out and they'll raise money to buy this auction and dump the ROM.
Mm-hmm.
At that point.
So it's preserved online.
Yeah, it's a pretty standard thing in the preservationist thing. You know, it's a win-win for everybody, because the person gets to make money off the prototype still, and then people still get to play the game.
I mean, it's pretty standard even without people raising money if you're not a piece of shit.
Right. So this comes into the bad news, which came in just yesterday. The auction went for, I believe, a total of about... It went for 1,500,000 yen, which is like, give or take,
15,
like,
it's like 15 grand.
It's like $13,000, probably around that. So, unfortunately, the person who did buy it has publicly stated that they're not, that they bought it to not dump it. There is some weird, I don't want to misquote anybody, but there's some weird apparent prejudice in certain parts of the Japanese collecting culture where they don't want Westerners to get a hold of these things and dump them, because I guess in some of their arguments they say that the Westerner collectors will just put them on a reproduction cart and sell them, and they're just profiting off this Japanese culture.
Okay.
It's very strange, super strange, but yes. So this guy specifically bought the game to not have it shared. So this game will be put on a shelf on this, and
it'll rot away.
And it'll rot, and so no one will get to play this game. So it's just very unfortunate. I don't...
You were pretty passionate about this. You said that you wanted to beat the guy up.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times... I've known you for a long time. I'm not sure I could count on one hand how many times you've threatened someone with violence before. You're not usually quick to be like, I want to kick that guy's ass.
I was mad about it yesterday, for sure. I'm still mad about it now. I was drinking last night.
No, I mean, you're not wrong. It's just how mad you were about it. And, I totally understand. I'm just saying, to give the listeners an idea, like, I don't know if too many times I've heard you be like, fuck that guy, I hope he gets his ass kicked. So you clearly were pretty upset about it.
I'm a pacifist by nature, for sure. Yeah.
The guy's a scumbag.
Yeah. We've
talked about this amongst ourselves so many times before, because before we were into game collecting, I mean, we've always been into games, but before we were really into collecting, we used to be really into music.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several instances where people got like Kickstarter songs made for them privately, and they hoarded them. They would not share them. And these were... from, you know, I'm not talking like they had a friend who wrote them a song and they wouldn't. I'm talking from a major band who made the music and that they requested. But I guess just our nature, we never really considered that people would be selfish about it. I always viewed it as more of a, hey, we don't have this song, and if you want to hear us do a cover of it, you know.
You get to pick the song.
Right, you'll get to pick the song, not... we'll make you a song personally, and you'll get to hoard it in your collection, and no one else will ever get to listen to it. So we've actually dealt with stuff like this before. So, and it's really frustrating, because assuming, what if this person dies in like a couple of years, and then they just like their family just throws the shit away or whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, what's this random like circuit board here? Whatever. Like, and they throw it away. Same thing. What if the person who requested the songs that we were talking about, their computer breaks, you know, and they lose every copy of it? I actually had a scare recently where between like failed hard drives and stuff over the years, I couldn't find the original files for our like wedding recordings or whatever. I still had the MP3s, but they're not as good a quality.
Yeah.
And so that stuff happens. Like, computer breaks, the drive fails, and maybe the next drive fails, and the next thing you know, the music is gone, the game is gone, it's whatever, it's lost. And that's not good for anybody. It really isn't. So there's a weird attitude with some shitty collectors of anything where they get a hard-on from having something that other people don't. And for me, you know, I'm big into game collecting, and like, I get really excited when I get like a rare game that I wanted for a long time and I finally have. But you never hear me being like, "Heh, it's so rare, nobody has it." I'm just like, "Man, I finally got it."
Yeah, I got the thing I wanted.
Yeah, exactly. I'm never like, "Yeah, no, I don't know anyone else who's got this." Like,
yeah.
I don't understand that. And if anything, I'll get excited when someone else has it, because we can talk about it and be like, "Yeah, man, like, I love this game."
Well, it's like, I haven't brought this up before. Like the Mother 1, like English translation prototype. When that got dumped, it didn't devalue those prototypes. Like those.
There's only like four.
There's only like, I think there's a little bit more than that, but there's a little amount of them. And if I had my hands on one of those, I'd still think it's super special.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I don't understand the idea that that having this ROM available will devalue the game.
Well, it's kind of like the idea of, I have like a few test pressings of like records. There's only, you know, five in existence or whatever. And someone like wanted me to like play it one time or test it. And I was like really worried about it. And I went, there's only five. There's no, like, I could, as long as I don't break it, it's not going to, it doesn't go down in value at all, because the demand, the supply and demand is still there.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, it's whatever. The guy's a scumbag. That's really what it comes down to. It's people like him who give collecting a bad name and leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Shit. It's very unfortunate. It was just very strange for me reading the argument last night that, like,
well, and he made it like a racist thing.
He kind of did. Yeah, he did. He really did.
That's even more
baffling about it.
Yeah.
That And, you know, I'm quoting somebody else's Twitter right now, so who knows what he actually said, but he said, Force of Illusion quoted him saying, I hope he's happy he spent 1.5 million yen on a video game just so nobody can dump it. Quote, I will always protect it as a Japanese treasure, is what he says.
Yeah.
Really, you're doing God's work, man.
Yeah, it's bizarre for sure. Yeah. So, I hope you suck shit and and get sick. And poop your pants and your prototype.
Let's move on.
Falls out of your butt and someone else finds it.
And then it gets dumped.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
All right, moving on. We saw John Wick 3. But before we go into our review of John Wick 3, why don't you tell us about your experience with John Wick? Because you just saw the movies for the first time.
I knew nothing about them.
At all?
I only knew that they existed. I only knew that Keanu Reeves is in a suit and has a beard.
Okay.
That's all I knew. I'm being honest. And the only time I've ever really...
You knew they were action movies?
Yeah, I knew that. Because you brought them up to me because you and your grandfather watched them together, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember you mentioning that it's like that weird point where it's an action movie that's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been curious about it. And then the third one came out, and the only reason I decided to see these first two ones is because we got like a cheap deal for the third movie. T-Mobile has that Tuesday special mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, they're like $4 a ticket.
Yeah, so once we did that, I went ahead and we watched together the first one
mm-hmm.
At your place, and then I watched the second one by myself. But they're just fun action movies that it's got a lot. There's a lot within it, but it doesn't spell out everything for you. And the action scenes are just fun, and it just dives straight into the content. Like,
yeah,
right
no
away.
Bullshit.
There's no bullshit whatsoever. There's no, like, stupid love interests, like,
right.
cliche moments or anything like that. There is a love interest, but, like, she's not even in the movie. Like,
right.
like,
kind of reminds me of Doom 2016 in a way.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, yeah, there's some window dressings here, but...
Well, they spell out his motivation right away, and then and then boom, he's there. You go. He's got his motivation,
right.
and that's what he's going to do.
Yeah,
and I highly recommend these movies.
Probably,
I am not someone who watches a lot of action movies.
No, probably for you and for me because I watch them too. Maybe three in a week is a bit too much, but
yeah,
Because I was definitely a little worn out by the end of the third movie. But that's because we watched the first two that week.
Yeah.
If I hadn't seen any of them since I saw the second one in theaters or whatever, would have been great. I mean, it was still great, but yeah. But I had watched 6 hours at that point that week of Keanu Reeves just murdering people. And that's what it is Keanu Reeves just murdering people for 2 hours
straight. That's really the movie. That's all you need to know. If you watch the first two movies, it picks up right after where the second one left off.
Yeah.
And
it does exactly what the second one did, which is exactly what the sequels need to do, which is ramp up the violence, the action, and then give you a little bit more insight on the workings of the underground.
Yeah.
So one of the only criticisms I have of these movies, and especially in this one and the second one, are by the way they portray it, is like one out of every three people an assassin.
yes.
There's like literally everywhere he goes, there's an assassin in every room. Yes. Just like I'm on the subway. Oh, there's two assassins on there.
Yep.
They're everywhere. And
that's the universe they're trying to create.
Yeah. Apparently, one out of every two people is part of the underground.
Yeah. How underground is it if everyone's in it?
Yeah, exactly. But it's a very cool concept. I really like what they did. They're making a TV show called The Continental.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be a spinoff, a TV show about the underground.
Is he going to be in it?
No. I mean, yeah, he might make a cameo, but he's not in it.
Yeah.
So the third movie was good. Yeah, there's not a lot to say about it. If you've seen John Wick, it adds on to the lore a little bit. I liked a lot how they added in his rival who was like a fanboy.
That was a good
foil there. I liked that a lot. And they really go to a lot of vistas in this one. They didn't do that in the past movies. And there's a lot of really great actors in it. They're not giving their best performances. The guy who plays, what's his face? The old guy.
Oh, like the
Winston.
Yes.
He's great in it. Yeah. He gives a great performance. Keanu Reeves, here's the thing about these movies, and I said this recently, and people genuinely get like clouded. Their opinions get clouded when they like something. They think that like if they like something, they can't criticize it or whatever. And I love these movies. But Keanu Reeves is giving the absolute worst performance of his entire life. And that's really saying something. Like, the director of these movies, who's supposed to be directing the actors, just does not give a shit at all what Keanu Reeves is doing. He gives the most deadpan, stilted... Like, if you put me in that role with no acting experience, I could give the same performance. He literally is just like, yeah. Like, I mean, all you need to do is watch the trailer. Guns. Lots of guns. Like, it's awful. It's absolutely terrible. And honestly, I don't care.
No.
It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things because that's kind of the point. But like, he must not have given a single second take in any of three of these movies. Like, he just flat out just like, okay. And that's it. He doesn't barely talk, so that's part of why it like doesn't matter. And he doesn't really have much of a character other than he's angry. So it's not really a direct criticism. Like I don't warn people about that, and I don't come out of the movie being like, I really wish Keanu Reeves was doing a better job.
Well, that's not
it's
what
just worth noting. It is
worth noting.
It's almost
yes.
like it's almost like absurd how bad of a performance he's giving.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's part of it.
But his performance of the fights are really amazing.
Well, he's amazing in it, and I've seen a lot of like behind the scenes stuff on these movies, and he spends like months training on like military facilities with actual guns and stuff. Like he knows how to use all the guns. He does all of his own stunts, just about, and. That's really what sets it apart from, because it's the action in these movies is like fucking bananas. Like it's crazy. There's just so much going on. And the reason why it really sets it apart from other action movies is it's all real. And they don't use a lot of CGI. It's all like practical effects and stuff. And the reason why that's important is because, yeah, they have other movies where there's not a lot of special effects, and it's just, you know, the actor doing like kung fu and doing like killing a lot of people and stuff and doing his own stunts. But the difference is, I don't think I've ever seen an action movie this crazy with this many guys at once and this many moving parts not using CGI.
Mm-hmm.
And they use CGI here or there, but it's almost all practical effects. And that's the thing. I don't know if I've ever seen a movie with, like, you know, five guys fighting at once, like being shot and stabbed and stuff. And just like, you know, there's sequences that he goes through where he's downing, like, where it's like a single shot and he kills like 40 guys over the span of a couple minutes. And it's all one continuous shot and it's none of it's CGI. I don't know if I've ever seen an action movie that's that fucking nuts that is using practical effects and you know, the actor's doing his own stunts. I think that's really part of what sets these movies apart, is that, as well as the lore. Because most of these movies, the one that I keep thinking of that's kind of like this is like Taken, which I've never really watched, but I know that the general synopsis. And it's like, on a much smaller scale, usually, when you get a movie like this where it's just, guy needs to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And or get someone, and he's just killing anyone in his path. Whereas they really take care of sprinkling in the lore just enough where every time they pull another curtain back, you're like, oh, that's cool. So that's how that works. And I really like that a lot. So can't recommend these movies enough. Really love them. If you're a fan of action movies at all, everyone I've talked to who likes good movies and kind of respect their opinion on movies and stuff, where they can actually give detailed criticism and whatnot, specifically like some, like my uncle and some, but people who are a little bit older and like out of touch with, like, you know, the internet and stuff. Every time I tell them you should check out John Wick, they always give probably the exact same response that I gave before.
Yes.
I saw the first one, which is, what? Really?
It's very easy to dismiss.
Yeah, because yeah. It's like, okay, Keanu Reeves, guy can't act, and it's just like generic action movie of guy shooting stuff.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, you're just like, well, really? Are you sure?
Well, that's what I didn't pay it a second thought like for a long time.
But now it's like three movies, and they've all had rave reviews.
Yeah.
So finally, you're like, all right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But other than that, it's Cracker Jack stuff.
It is.
So
real treat, real popcorn flick, guys.
Yeah. All right, so I think as far as news goes, we don't have a lot here. You have anything else?
Strangely, GameStop is continuing to bury themselves. You know about this?
Yes,
their new membership plan, which kind of basically ruins it.
Does it replace the old one?
It will, yes.
That's garbage. There's
yeah.
I'm already like, when they asked me to spend the $15, I'm already like, I don't know.
But
I guess I like the magazine to wipe my ass with when I'm.
Yeah, and they always give you a bogus. They always give you the buy two get one whenever you get the membership.
$60 is way, way, way too much. And they don't even give you a percentage off anymore, do they? It's just the gift certificates.
That's what I'm saying now. Is that the new membership? Yeah, every month they give you a $5 certificate that can go towards used games. I believe just. Let me get the exact details here. Maybe it could go towards anything, but that is a deal now. We're going from where it used to be a discount off pre-owned games to a solid one certificate you receive per month. And the thing is, some people out there might be being like, oh, I could like hoard these up and get a decent game. No, they don't stack.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so they don't stack at all?
No. So you're getting $5 off whatever bullshit game per month. It's not the worst deal in the world, but compared to the original plan, it's just a joke.
GameStop, why? What are you doing? $60 a year? No, not happening. That's like, I could almost get a pass to SeaWorld and Busch Gardens for that.
So it's.
I just what? So it's just. Is it only on a used game too? $10 gift certificate on a used game?
Trying to pull up that detail.
Probably is.
I know you can't use it on gift card to know that much.
But. Well, here's the thing. This is the caveat. They are rolling it out as like a beta.
Yes.
And that's how they decide these things, if they're going to do it or not. There's no way.
Well, this is the, this is what their big new idea is to revive this company. It's to basically just gimp up their plan. I don't understand.
It's bizarre. I guess
their thought process. I'm sure in their corporate meetings, it's just people will want to come here every month now because they get $5 certificate. They're going to feel like they have to come in and spend it. I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't waste my time.
No way, 0% chance I would ever get this.
No, the discount was way you'd get so much more money out of the discount.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's all I wanted to touch.
That's
on.
The best thing. That's the only thing that's come out so far too, since they changed CEOs and like announced the new rebranding or whatever. Is that, yeah, that's it. That's all they got. It's bizarre.
It's no good.
Hey, assholes, how about you just sell some good quality games for cheap? Like, it might make sense. Here's a better one for you. This would be better. Just off the top of my head, I've already made their plan better. $60 a year, you get one free $10 used game a month. You're getting 12 games a year. They got plenty of games, $9.99 and under. You get for like the like dumb little kid out there who's got an Xbox 360 or something. Like, that's great. The parent pays for one game and they can bring home a game every month and be like, "I got you this, little Billy." You know? And then it could even stack. Like, you know, if you don't use the voucher for, you know, you can use it for 3 months or whatever up to. So, I mean, right off the bat, they're only getting rid of their trash, cheap used games. They're getting $60 a year from them. Probably a lot of people won't use the voucher. But this is just, I don't know, dumb. Like, you could keep the same plan. You could do exactly what I'm saying. Like, give them a free game, which I guess they're still doing. But, like, give them a little bit of incentive on top of that. Like, I don't know, maybe you can stack them, or it doesn't expire or something like that. You know, give them a little enticing, like, that way. Give them also like a buy two, get one free coupon every month or something. You know, that way you're still getting rid of all the shitty old used stock that you have. And also, you know, you're bringing in money. It's a win-win. So.
Well, whatever the case.
It's baffling.
This is no good. So.
All right.
Bye-bye, GameStop.
Got anything else to talk about?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of cool preservation news. So Chex actually, out of left field, completely re-released the entire Chex Quest series. You can download,
I saw that.
You can download
I heard about
free
this.
Online now, and they are working on a Chex Quest HD version of the original
man,
game.
I hope they get a physical version of that.
Well, actually, I do have some good news about that. So
I've been looking for a physical version of Chex Quest for years. It's rare.
Oh, like really? Like the original version is rare?
Yeah.
Like the CD?
Yeah, I don't know if it's super expensive, but it is one of the rarer like PC games from that era to get.
Huh, that's weird since there were so many of them. So
I might be wrong.
Those of you who aren't familiar with this game, Chex Quest came out as a free CD game. This was like the first time that ever happened where a serial company was able to just... It happened more often later on, but now that was like the first time back then. And how it was done... if you guys check it out, there is actually... Chex released an official behind the scenes like... of the making of the Chex Quest series, and it's pretty interesting stuff. How they basically just had like no money, and they were like, make something, and they went from trying to make an edutainment type game, which is what everyone was trying to do when they did product placement ties, to let's just make Doom.
Yeah,
let's just do Doom. So, which was amazing, and then like it was partly programmed by a high school kid. When he got off school, he would come over and help him program until like 11 o'clock at night.
So you said you had good news about the physical version?
So, yeah, so it was posted online, and someone tweeted at them and was just like, yo, Limited Run, you should get on this. And Limited Run responded with, we already tried, and General Mills kind of, like, dismissed us.
Mm-hmm.
And Chex Quest immediately responded, whoa, hit up our DMs. So
wow,
that's looking good.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. What is it coming out for?
Well, right,
the
what?
HD one.
I don't know. I probably PC, I imagine, because they just haven't.
Well, I don't have much use for a physical PC version.
Well, who knows what will happen in the future? It could change, but yeah, they the first one came in the CD back then with the cereal box, and then the second one was like a free download online, and then the third one was actually not officially canon until now, I guess, because that was like actually a fan created thing, more episodes. And then, yeah, this new re-release, they compile them all together in one easy download, and it's free.
Yeah. So, cool.
Yeah. Did you play this when it came out back then?
No.
No?
But I've always been highly interested in it.
Oh, man, you ever played it? That's a shame. It's really
I've watched
cool.
video and stuff of it, but I know it's a Doom clone.
Yeah, it's just, they just
but I know it's
Doom
like
engine. Yeah.
Considered one of the best Doom clones.
Yeah, it's really
so,
cool.
That's, and I love weird, wacky games, so... Good Doom clone in the form of Czech cereal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you check out the behind-the-scenes thing, because they had to, like, they were, like, specifically instructed, all right, none of the weapons can look like guns. Like, and so they got really creative about with it. It was pretty cool. And, like, they're not...
A milk carton.
And you're not shooting the monsters, you're just zapping them back into their own dimension.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. Lots of kids, I was, like, their first real first-person shooter game, because, like, Their mom's not going to buy them Doom, but sure, whatever, I'll buy you some checks and just harmless-looking game. So, yeah. Check it out.
All right, will do. I'm going to download those. Is it on Steam?
No, it's just like a free download on their website.
All right, I'll check it out after we're done with this.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have much else to talk about.
Nah, man.
I think we're going to have a lot more to talk about in the coming weeks. We got a Death Stranding trailer coming up in a couple days. We got that Pokemon Direct, and we've got the big old E3.
There's a lot happening soon.
Yeah.
What are you playing right now, man?
Let's see. I played some Castlevania Bloodlines last night. Made it to the last level, and I was so close. I've been playing... yeah, not a lot. I've been on that vacation. I didn't play any games.
You didn't play any games at all?
No. I brought them, but I didn't play.
Yeah.
I started Owlboy. On Switch.
Yeah. That one looks interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another Metroidvania. But yeah. It's got a beautiful art style and an interesting mechanic.
The pixel art is like really detailed.
Yeah, it's
like
really
it.
Good.
Yeah.
So, and a really interesting mechanic where you pick up different people and they do different things. So,
yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I've been playing a whole lot of Stardew Valley actually on my Vita, because I got Stardew Valley on my Vita now and I cannot put it down.
Man, I wish they had like cross-platform play with that.
They really should have done that. But, well, I just wish they did. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately the Vita one is it was kind of just like a bone thrown to the Vita fans, cuz it's just like, here you go. There is a Vita version, but it's not really that supported anymore. And there is no multiplayer feature for the Vita version. So, but regardless, it's a very portable Stardew Valley, so
wait,
I'm
totally shut off on the Vita? You know, multiplayer.
Never had the online update for it. It was only meant. It was literally just kind of a like, listen, you guys asked for this. Here you go.
But the Vita's dead. So
but
why
the Vita's
bother?
Dead. So we're not going to really develop on it.
They don't have a physical version of the Vita, or they do?
No, I'm hoping that Limited Run does it, because they still haven't announced other games. But
I wouldn't be surprised if they announce it for E3.
I really wouldn't be surprised either. So
all right. Well, on that note, if you made it this far, thank you for listening. We got another episode next week. Should be a bit more exciting. We appreciate you. We want you to subscribe, like, rate, 5 stars. www.analogoutmedia.com. We're on Google Play, iTunes. We're in Florida. You can come up, pop in, say hello.
Yep.
We're on Twitter, Facebook. So we love you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Logout.